the Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Welcome to the Business Owners Podcast. My name is Linda Reed Enova, and along with Clive Enova, I am your host of the Business Owners Podcast. We get to share with you tips and tricks related to small business, and we also get to share the story of amazing business owners in our Story Behind series. Now, today, our guest is Craig, and he's from Vault Business Advisors, and I would like to welcome Craig so that he can tell us a little bit about his story, and we can get to learn the story behind his business.
My name's Craig Denger. I'm the partner of Vault Business Advisors. We're a multidisciplined accounting firm, but we primarily specialize in small to medium-sized businesses from startups all the way. And I'm proud to say we've had a few go to listed. We are primarily a firm that looks at business growth, looks at business opportunities, and really gets down to the bottom of viability for all businesses. For me, I have to say I thoroughly enjoy talking to business owners, seeing what's out in the marketplace, seeing the challenges they face, and also coming up with solutions to make sure their businesses run better. So thank you for having me today.
We like to start the Business Owners Podcast with a few questions that allow us to get to know you and your business journey. Is it coffee, tea, or something else?
For me, definitely coffee. I usually go through about 20 to 30 cups a day. I start in cafes till about 10 in the morning and then I switch to pods.
Are you an early bird or a night owl, or can you do a little bit of both?
I'm an early riser, and for a lot of my clients, especially the guys who work at the markets, we start at 5 to 6 in the morning. The conferences will start then. Also, being Queensland based for half the year with daylight savings or no daylight savings in Queensland, the calls start a lot earlier.
What book are you currently reading and why can't you put it down?
The book I'm currently reading is a part of four. It's a biography of Lyndon Johnson by a fellow called Robert Caro. I've read this probably four or five times now, and it's such a fascinating study about power and how someone, in the case of Lyndon Johnson, started with nothing and ended up being the president.
And what is one word to describe your journey so far?
To describe my journey in one word, it's complex.
Now it's time for us to hear a little bit about your journey. How did you get started in your profession or your field? Was it something that you first started in? Was it something that maybe you fell into? How did you get started? Tell us a little bit behind that story.
So, like a lot of practitioners, I started in a large firm, did my time, got my skills up. About 10 years ago, I had an opportunity to do a complex restructure. And for me, this was really the defining point of going, okay, this is what I will specialize in. So if I could point to one event or one opportunity, it was having the involvement with that restructure, understanding the business, understanding all elements, down to trading out of a situation which was so complex that it gave me an understanding of all facets of business from where to go. Like a lot of practitioners, oftentimes in accounting, we only do a small amount. Whereas this gave me the grounding to look at a business on a whole basis.
The next one is, was there any defining moments within your journey? What was the moment that was clear to you that this was the thing that was going to work for you or wasn't going to work for you? And just explain that a little bit along the way for us.
Within my career, I think the most important event and the most important part of the journey was working with a business that was on its knees, understanding the psychology behind what is happening in a business owner's mind, what stresses them, what upsets them, what their fears are, and then finding a solution to that. For me, that was a point where I went, this is what I'm good at, this is what I understand, and this is how I can add value to a business owner, understanding their fears, their worries, their concerns, and then coming up with a solution that works for them.
And have there been any influential figures in your life or career so far that have got you to this stage?
I won't say their name, but I've worked very closely with a person who's been the CEO of an ASX-listed company. They and I talk a lot. We work together a lot. And from them, I've understood a lot of the psychology of running a business. They're a person who's constantly under stress, constantly has reporting requirements, has to deal with a lot of stakeholders. And for them, they're my sounding board. I can ask my stupid questions, I can get my answers, and I can get comfort in what I'm doing is the right thing to do. So for them, they have been certainly one of the most influential figures that I've had whilst I've been doing this.
How do you balance your personal life and your business?
I have to confess, I'm absolutely dreadful at balancing personal life and work life. And it's something that, from my own perspective, I've never been good at managing. What I have started to do is I'll switch off the phone, I'll jump in the car, I'll disappear. I'll drive somewhere, and it might be a 200-kilometre drive, it might be a 500-kilometre drive, just to clear my head, to walk me away from the business and to give me that little bit of time.
And the next one is, can you share with us a challenge you have faced and how you've overcome it so that it might help others listening to the Business Owners Podcast?
In terms of dealing with challenges, what I've found in business is taking it back to its basic steps. So having a look at it and going, okay, how does this impact me? What are the flow-on consequences? And really what it is saying, okay, the problem in business is a puzzle. With a puzzle, how do we do it? Do we just put it all together at once, or do we have to plan it out? Do we have to get the corner pieces, then the edges, then the middle? And this is often what we find, especially when we're helping business owners, is they've only looked at the small issue and not the wider picture. And oftentimes this means we miss the little things.
The future of business is always changing. So it's an important question that we ask you in the Business Owners Podcast about the future of your industry. So how do you want to shape the future and the profession of your field?
I don't think it's a case of us wanting to shape the future. I suspect it may be more that the future is shaping us. Certainly in the accounting field, we're finding now that automation is here. Xero in particular has created a mechanism where a lot of our clients can handle their own work to a greater extent. And we're there and we're more directing traffic. So where I see our profession in particular going is more focus on business advice and the soft skills which accountants are terrible for. Understanding motivations, understanding businesses. For the most part, this will be where an accountant will move into the future.
Are there any dream projects or collaborations that you wish to pursue within your field?
In terms of any dream projects, something that I thoroughly enjoy is tech stacking. And that means finding the right apps for the right client in the right business to give them the tools to succeed. And we're finding a lot of clients are not necessarily looking for someone to do their accounts, but they're looking for a partner to help their business grow. So whether that is giving them reporting tools or giving them staff management tools, where I see a dream opportunity is really finding the right technology for the right business.
And what advice would you give to someone else starting out in this domain? Because they are the future of our industries, and it's important as business owners we encourage and we support them along the journey.
In particular in accounting, it is becoming really difficult for young practitioners to forge their own. And a lot of that comes down to experience. And I'll use myself as a guide here. We didn't get to and get involved in the core part of a business for a long part of our career. So we'd certainly see what the past told us. And we're often described as archaeologists. We dig through the past. What we don't do is future plan. We don't look at the business and say, what's happening next year? We look backwards and go, this is what happened last year. It gives us an indication. So for any young practitioner, a lot of it is saying, what's the future look like? How can I improve this client's business? What are the opportunities? Where can technology play? And for us, what we see is for a young practitioner, even having a little side hustle, having a job in hospo, understanding the business that they've been working in is a lot more valuable than being really good on the books.
Craig, that's a really handy insight about forging your path in the world of business advising and inspiring other business owners along the way. Sometimes having that side hustle, that job, that understanding of business that maybe you got from working inside someone else's business or starting your own is a really handy way of making that connection along the way. I would like to thank you for being on the Business Owners Podcast with us. Now, our audience would love to connect with you, so please tell them where they can find you.
Thanks for having me today, and thanks to the audience. It's certainly great to reach out to business owners, and we all face challenges when we are in business. We know that things get tough, but it's always great to have resources like this just to listen, to understand, and to know there's resources out there to help you along on your journey. For any of the listeners today, you can find me at vaultbusiness.au. For any new clients, we offer a half an hour complimentary business review. And that's where we have a look at your business, see if there's some simple wins that you can have to make sure your business runs a little bit better and there's more money in your pocket at the end of the day. Again, thank you, and thank you so much for having me today.
Craig, once again, thank you for joining us on the Business Owners Podcast. Without guests like you and without our amazing listeners, we don't have a podcast. So thanks once again to our listeners. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you again next time with more tips and tricks for business owners just like you.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.